I'm not singing friend. That. Come this on. Rover.
There's something in your house that can be a lot of fun.
What?
When you pick it up and put it close to your ear, you can hear people talking to you.
What?
You can talk to them.
What?
You know what it is.
What?
A telephone.
Oh.
The telephone is so much fun. You can talk to anyone. Mommy turns the dial and soon Daddy's voice is in the room.
Crossed over.
Ah, wow. That's a great way to explain modern technology to the young people.
It is.
Because they like music. You know, you do it in the form of a song. And the next thing you know, they'll be hooked on using this thing called the phone. This is the big, big day for those goofy people who plan their weddings for 11, 12, 13.
Oh, yeah. Next month is another one.
It's the last one. It's the last of that sequence.
Next year, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, today at 8.09 a.m. and 10 seconds.
Yeah, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, and 8, 9, 10 p.m., too. We'll be able to enjoy that later.
Twice.
Yeah.
You can do 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 twice today, or you could get a life. Brother, I don't know. Maybe this is the year we should go in the wedding business now, because we have a little over a year to be ready for the big 12, 13, 14 date.
Yeah.
So now's the time to jump in and be a wedding planner.
Mm-hmm.
Like Franz or whatever his name was with Steve Martin, Martin Short's character.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I was going to start today by reading a couple of emails about yesterday's show, but I'm not going to do that because it's a little kind of patting yourself on the back. But I will just tell you. What a pleasure it was to read those emails, and thank you to the people who wrote. I heard from people who said they were actually crying in the car, depending on what it was that grabbed them yesterday from that show. I love doing that. It's fun to do. Probably should do it more often, but then you'd get people going, hey, come on, Veterans Day is enough once a year. So thank you for that. We have a lot of stuff today. We're going to, right after 3:30, we're going to talk to Ron Howard.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it's funny because I made a phone call today because of a story I saw on the news, and the next thing I know, I'm on the phone with Ron Howard.
Wow.
Wow.
And it couldn't have been nicer, and I said, can I just call you and put you on the air like 3:35? He said, absolutely. So he's ready to go. He'll be waiting for our call.
Cool.
Ron Howard. Burke segment? Anything?
I do. I have something.
Well, I'd like to introduce... Oh, and Dan, how are you feeling psychologically? How are you?
Psychologically?
Yeah, you okay?
Why? It's really weird because I got tired today, and I went and sat on the couch and was watching TV, and I fell asleep. And then I woke up, and it was like I'm in the Twilight Zone. It's really, really strange.
Wow. How did you... You,
you know what's even more strange is that I just asked you how you were feeling.
I know.
For those who don't know, maybe we need to go back and remind those who do and enlighten those who don't about my psychic abilities.
Yeah.
It's well documented. 100% track record. The other reason I asked, Dan, did you see the story about the guy who killed... This guy was in a rock band, and he killed three Iranian rock musicians and injured a fourth one before he killed himself because they kicked him out of the band.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
now, this
extreme.
Was this was in Brooklyn. He's in the States. Ali Akbar Mohammadi Rafi.
Oh.
Killed himself after he struggled with a member, of his former band, the Free Keys. And I read this, I thought, oh, man, I hope Dan's okay. And Dan, if they ever throw you out of the band, please, for goodness sakes, don't kill them.
I'll come and talk to someone.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
We don't want you doing
that. They probably kicked him out of the band because it took so long to introduce him.
Well, yeah. And now let's introduce the members of the band on the bass, Ali Akbar Mohammadi Rafi. Boo!
boo-boo. Yeah. Get on the show.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, so that's the deal. It's not a joke. It's a true story. Let me read, see if I can find why they kicked him out. Oh, here it is. Bad harmonica playing.
Oh, really?
Well, you don't have to worry.
Oh, man.
That part I made up. Oh. But you don't have to worry. If that would be a reason, you're safe. Your job is
that
safe.
It is weird that you would ask that, because I have felt... Have you ever done... You've done that before. You go and you sit down, and all of a sudden you fall asleep, and you're waking up, and it's like you have no idea what day it is. You're in a panic. You don't know what time it is. And then you just feel weird the rest of the day, because... I don't know if you didn't sleep enough or...
No, I've done it, man.
Mm. It's and so strange.
You literally, for a few seconds, don't know really where you are, what time of day it is, or when you fell asleep,
yeah.
or why, or what the heck is going on.
What happened? I don't know what happened. I was like, just sitting there, all of a sudden I woke up and like, what just happened?
So what is your Burke segment contribution? Because you just reminded me of a story. Let me make a note, because I have to tell this story. It's about what you're just talking about, but go ahead.
Okay, there's a new product out. I hear on TV and on radio, now I hear all these new products coming out, and this one is geared towards women. And I guess I've never heard of this. It's called the Butterfly, this product is. And it helps women that have ABL.
What's that?
Accidental bowel leakage.
Whoa. Hang on.
That's what
it's not
says.
Good.
That's what it says throughout the entire commercial.
If there must be a name for everything.
Accidental bowel leakage. ABL.
Now, I know about incontinence, and you can sneeze or laugh and pee in your pants. What brings on pooping in your pants?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is just for women?
Yeah, it says.
Thank goodness.
It says it's for women. The butterfly is just for women. I guess this doesn't happen to guys.
Sorry, ladies. Another burden, another cross you have to bear.
Yeah.
In addition to the monthly visitor, now you got this. Unexpected pooping in your pants.
ABL. I'm sorry, I have ABL.
Yeah. What's that smell?
Leakage.
Sorry, ABL. Sorry. So how did you stumble on this?
It was a commercial.
I've never seen that.
I haven't either.
So I'm guessing there's an S-Cure doctor. There's a product?
Yes.
Medicine?
It's called the Butterfly. I think it's
Is
like
it a pill?
No. It's something that you put on to...
Wait a minute.
To help. It's like, you know, Depends or something like that. But it's called the Butterfly.
What a nice name for a stinky, horrible problem. And is it like a liner?
I guess. I don't know.
We're going to have to check into this. We're going to get online and check this butterfly thing.
Yeah, it's the butterfly. I'm sorry. I have to go change my butterfly.
And they don't say why women have this condition?
No.
Because, see, when women have kids... Sometimes they have like a weak bladder or something, and they'll tell you after they have kids, if they laugh or something, they could like pee in their pants, and they'll say, well, I've weakened my whatever muscles, but I'd like to know what causes this, that mesh surgery, but I'd like to know what causes women to have, what's it called?
ABL, accidental bowel leakage.
Accidental bowel leakage.
And they said the butterfly for women for that embarrassing moment, blah, blah, blah. And they're going on and on for women that have ABL. And then they go, accidental bowel leakage. I'm like, what?
Something else to worry about. Not me. I'm a man. So
that's right. We don't have to worry about it.
Did you ever hear Al Roker tell that story about pooping in his pants in the White House?
No.
It's a great story. And I got to hand it to Al for telling it. He was at the White House. This is right after he had that the gastric bypass thing.
Yeah.
And his body was kind of all messed up inside. And he's at the White House at a nice, obviously, event in the stateroom or something. And he pooped in his pants. And he said... He went in a White House bathroom, which I guess they have bathrooms in the White House for guests, and he said he had to take his pants and his underwear off, and I think he threw his underwear in the thing where you put napkins or towels or whatever, paper to dry your hands with, and kind of cleaned himself up and went on back out there. You know, somebody at that dinner shook hands with Al Roker right after he cleaned himself and threw his pooped underwear away.
Oh, man.
It's a great story. And it's a human. It happens. It happens.
Yeah.
Man. Whether you're Al Roker or whether you're at the White, you can't make a decision of where the Craps and Gurgles are going to hit. They just show up. And if you're at the White House, you're at the White House. Thank you for telling us. I'm going to look for this. Butterfly for ABL.
Yeah.
Accidental bug. Do you have anything else?
No, that was it.
All right. Peon, do you have anything?
Yes, I just wanted to thank...
You're welcome.
I showed up here, and there's a piece of mail for me today from Craig Niehaus. He sent me this book. It's from 1943, and it's 1,000 Ways to Have Fun. And he said, we can use this on our Cabo trip. And it's got all kinds of, they have ideas for all kinds of parties for each month of the year. Then they have children's birthday party ideas, money-raising parties. We could use some of those, maybe.
I'd love to hear some of these. Can we go through some of these later?
Sure.
It's from 1943?
So there's a penny social. You can have the price of admission. Each person pays a penny for each year of his age, each inch of his height, or each inch of his waistline. And as the evening progresses, various measurements are taken. And then the lady and gentleman who have the largest feet must contribute 10 pennies. Those who have the largest hat sizes pay 10 pennies. What? The heaviest person, 10 pennies, and the lightest person, 10 pennies.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's weird.
And where does the money go? To the host?
I guess so.
Stupid.
And you're going to have a bunch of pennies.
That waist size thing has cost me a fortune.
These are all party ideas. Gay new ideas for every occasion, for every
gay new
year.
Ideas?
Yes, that's what it says on the cover here.
Okay.
I wonder how much this thing cost. I can't see a price tag on it.
Is it a book?
Yeah, it's like a...
A 1,000 Ways to Have Fun?
1,000 Ways to Have Fun.
Well, that sure sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yes, I'll have to pack this in our...
How tall are you? That'll be 70 cents. That's fun. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Well, Hank, let's do some of that later.
Yeah.
All right, let's shut this thing down. Close the Burke segment, will you? Officially closed. All right, so Dan reminded me of something. For 15 years, I got up at 4:30. I hated it. I did mornings, which I might add is the coveted slot in radio. If you're in radio, your goal, if they ever called you in, the general manager, and said, we want you to do mornings, whoo, Dan, am I not right?
That's it.
That was it. You're like the quarterback now of this team, the station team.
Oh,
sir, are you serious? Mornings? Well, yes, I'd be honored. And then you're nervous because that's supposedly forever and ever was, the best time to be on with the biggest audience. I disagree with that, by the way. I chose, by choice, I left mornings after 15 years to do afternoons because I happen to believe it's a better place to be for listeners and advertisers. But that's a story for another day. So I'm getting up at 4:30. And exactly what Dan just talked about, falling asleep, waking up, not know where you are. I fell asleep in my clothes, and it was, winter, cold, dreary, and I was on my bed. I wasn't on a couch or anything, and when I woke up, I looked at the clock, and it said 6 o'clock. Now, the show started at 6 o'clock a.m., 6 a.m. I'm supposed to be there. It's dark. I know every one of you listening knows that feeling of waking up and realizing you're late for work. It's horrible.
Panic.
What do I skip? Do I brush my teeth? Do I skip that? Do I shave? Well, I wasn't going to shave. I jumped up, ran to the bathroom, mouthwash, spit it, grabbed the keys, grabbed a coat, go to my car, got in it, started it. Hit the road heading for 40, and some weird stuff that just didn't sound right was coming out of the radio, and I realized it was 6 p.m. And I had thought I just overslept, and it's the weirdest. I felt like such an idiot. I drove, a couple of miles, and I turned around, went back home, and I realized... And funny, because when I woke up in my clothes, I really didn't think much about that because I had, on occasion, fallen asleep and just slept through the night with my clothes on. I've done that a couple of times. But what a goofy, weird feeling. And that that morning thing.
Oh, that's
rough. You know, to the people in radio who still do that, especially these TV people like the Today Show, but they get up at 2:30.
Oh, I know.
Mike Evans gets up at 2:30 in the morning. Think about that.
Yeah.
What kind of life is that?
You would be out with someone, and all of a sudden you're starting to fall asleep at like 7 o'clock. You can't stay awake.
And if you're lucky, you catch a great, and there's no better nap. If you get up before 30, boy, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whew, that's a great nap, and it feels good. But then you wake up and you feel like crap, and then you have a hard time going to bed. We're going to do some business, and we come back, and there's a reason for this conversation. We're going to talk to Ron Howard. And we're going to do it live. And he's actually not too far from here. He's 4 or 5 hours away. So we'll do that after we do this. And this would be Thompson Price. Emphasis on price. Not so much because of the price you'll pay to have a kitchen or bathroom done right, but because the name Price in the business is extremely important. It's just important that you know that name. Because what happens every once in a while, not often, but it has happened, is there are people who call another company thinking that it's Thompson Price, when in fact it's not. Thompson Price has no affiliation with any other company, except that there's another company with a same name within the company, let's put it that way. This is Thompson Price, so make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with. And also, if you're in a showroom that's in De Pere, that's a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli, in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, then you're in the right showroom. If you're in any other showroom, you're not in the Thompson Price showroom. And in the showroom, you're going to see signs that say, "We only look expensive." Expensive is a relative term. What's expensive to some people is not expensive to others. I don't happen to think that when somebody says, "Woo, that was really expensive," to some people that means it was overpriced. I don't think that. I think some things are expensive compared to other things because they're worth it, because they're better. So let's put it this way. Thompson Price does not do half ASS work. Okay, they don't do that. That's the stuff that's less expensive or actually cheap. You get what you pay for, although sometimes you don't get what you pay for. In the case of Thompson Price, when they remodel your kitchen or bathroom, you're going to get every dollar's worth. Is it expensive? No. No, not if you're getting your money's worth. Yes, if you're comparing their price to the price of somebody who just, you know, repaints your cabinets and changes a couple of things here and there, but underneath it all, it's the same old crappy kitchen or bathroom. You want it done right, you want a complete renovation, total remodel, something so spectacular, it'll make your whole house look like you're in a different house, then you want Thompson Price. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
See how traffic looks right now in this early state of the rush hour. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, not much going on, Dan. Just starting to pick up a volume now on westbound 40, Hampton through McCausland, then southbound 270. Just busy right at Manchester. And it looks like eastbound 270 is slowing at Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Your family deserves the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, available at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Today, the Salukis of Southern Illinois travel to Columbia to take on Coach Frank Haith of the Missouri Tigers. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8.
Missouri wins it 104-67.
Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.
Bang!
KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Are you ready for the next financial meltdown? Is your retirement nest egg in jeopardy? Do you have enough money to retire? Shockingly, studies show that over 50% of Americans think they'll die before they're able to retire. Don't let this happen to you. Call the Financial Advisor Network today at 800-416-3598 for your free consultation with a pre-screened financial advisor in your area. Learn how to maximize your wealth and protect your money. Find out how you can create a plan for a safe and worry-free retirement. Call 800-416-3598. Call now and we'll also give you a free copy of The Insider's Guide to Building Extreme Retirement Wealth. You've worked hard to earn your money and you must protect it. You deserve the life you've always dreamed about. Don't become another statistic needing to work longer than you want to. Call now for your free consultation with a pre-screened financial advisor and free guide to building extreme retirement wealth. Just call 800-416-3598 today. That's 800-416-3598. Again, 800-416-3598.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-339-0344. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-339-0344. 1-800-339-0344. That's 1-800-339-0344.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-4996. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-4996. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-4996. That's 1-800-616-4996.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 9th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-700-4781. This is an exclusive, radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-700-4781. 1-800-700-4781.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Talk
reason for this song. Normally you don't hear it. Well, we're close enough to Christmas, but you hear it around Christmas time, Toyland. And here's the reason we're playing it. Here's the reason we're going to talk to our guest here. We don't have a lot of guests, but I think you'll enjoy this one. About a week or two ago, the 2013 toy was announced that was inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame, and it was the rubber duck. Just a simple rubber duck is now in the Hall of Fame. There are 54 toys in the National Toy Hall of Fame. So I'm reading an article on it, and it prompted me to want to go to look at the Hall of Fame list, which I have, and we'll go over later. And then in the course of all this, I stumble upon a toy museum, and it's in Branson, Missouri, and it's the world's largest toy museum, over a million toys. Whoa. In Branson. So I called, and I got this guy on the phone, and he's worked there for the last 5 or 6 years. Would you please say hello from the toy museum in Branson, the world's largest toy museum, Ron Howard.
Hey.
Ron, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
You know, Ron, I told the listeners, I said, hey, in about a half an hour, I'm going to have Ron Howard on the phone. And then I realized after I did it, oops, I'll bet some of them thought I was talking about Opie.
Oh.
And you have to have had in your life 1,000 people call you Opie.
Well, yeah.
That's just going to happen when your name is Ron Howard. So, yeah. Ron, here's the deal. Peon, say hi to Ron, Peon.
Hi, Ron.
That's Peon, and this is Dan. Dan, say hi to Ron.
Hello, Ron.
Hello, Dan.
These two guys are both headed for Branson within the next month or so. And
I was just down there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've already been.
I was just there this past weekend.
Dan, tell me, you were there. Did you know anything about this place?
I had no idea. And we were just talking off the air. And where I stayed, I was literally right down the street from the toy museum.
Because it's on Country Boulevard or something. Is that right, Ron?
Yes, it's right here on 76 Boulevard in it's in what a number of years ago used to be a Western Sizzlin' Steakhouse, but right across the street from us is a new extreme, you know, go-kart racing establishment, and we're just up the road from Whitewater. And so, yeah, it's
all right. What's amazing to me, what's the square footage of this museum? How big is it?
10,000 square feet.
Holy man. You know, I got to tell you something. Ron, I've never heard of this place. Neither had Dan. I don't know of anybody who's ever mentioned to me that in Branson is the world's largest toy museum. How is that possible? You guys just must not promote or advertise. Maybe you don't need to. Have you got a pretty steady stream of people coming through there?
Well, we do have, but we got plenty of room for more people.
You need to advertise.
I think we're the best kept secret in town, frankly.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something, Ron. If you were on this show, it would be a secret no more. We need to get a hold of your marketing people. They're not doing a very good job. Now, let's talk a little bit about this toy museum. Over a million toys, and I'm guessing we're going to see the obvious ones, the old Slinkies and the Chatty Cathys and Barbie, and what kind of things would we not be expecting that are there that we wouldn't have thought would be there?
Well, in the doll category, for instance, you mentioned Barbie. Well, obviously, we have a lot of Barbie dolls, but we've got probably a couple thousand dolls in here,
whoa,
some of which go back to the colonial days.
Wow.
So that takes it back a week or two. And of course, that's just on the doll end. We've got, you know, trains of all kinds, various gauges, some of them operating, most of them static. We've got Tonka toys, bulldozers, dump trucks, graders, buses, Hot Wheels, you know.
All the obvious, the ones, I'm sure every toy in the Hall of Fame is in your museum. What's the actual name of your museum?
The world's largest toy museum.
Well, that's a good name if you're the world's largest. Just call yourself the world's largest. So how long has it been open?
They opened here in 2001.
Wow.
Wow, 12 years, and we didn't even know about it. What does it cost to go through?
Our price is $9.95 for adults and $7.95 for kids. And we take kids clear up through high school. And then 6 and under are free.
And then are you just kind of on your own to walk through? There's no guided tour.
There's not a guided tour. We give you, you know, about a 2-minute introduction just to give you kind of the lay of the land and kind of point out the different sections, and then you're on your own. Our tickets are good all day. You can come and go as much as you like. You could, you know, look for a couple hours, go get a bite to eat, go to a show, come back, you know. So it's
now,
there's so much to see here. We want to make sure people have adequate time to do
it. So do you happen to know what the oldest toy in the museum is?
It is the dolls that we have from the colonial days.
And then what's the most recent addition to the museum, the newest, you think?
Oh, newest in age of toy or recent addition?
In other words, just something that hit the market a year or two ago.
Oh, well...
Or does it even qualify? If it's new, it shouldn't be in a museum, I guess.
Not exactly, although, I mean, we don't have everything here, but we do try to have something for everybody. And fortunately, movies like The Toy Story have introduced a lot of the older toys to a new generation, which is kind of cool because, I mean, you know, the little kids can come in and they see Toy Story toys and they're, wow, you know, and Mr. Potato Head and all that kind of stuff. So, we have more modern toys as well. But, you know, if you're watching the TV and seeing commercial for Christmas toys this year, you probably won't find it here.
I have a new grandson. I'm just now a grandpa because I'm barely old enough to. I'm a young guy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And he's 4 months old. Now, when I saw this thing, I thought, first thing on the list, when he's old enough, I'm taking him to this place. Although, I got thinking about it, and I don't look, I'm not up on current toys. I'm sure Dan's not either. His kids are older. Peon doesn't have kids yet. So I have no clue. What I know, they're into video games, obviously. But I don't have a clue. And I would think that I run the risk of taking him. Let's say he's 3 or 4. And we walk in and he goes, what's this old crap? I mean, I just wonder if a little kid now... I'm going to say there's a good possibility they would still be drawn to the wagon and the big wheel and the fire trucks. And kids are kids.
They are. I've got 6 grandkids. The oldest is 7. The youngest is 7 months. But I've got a couple of 3-year-old grandsons that are just, you know, a month apart. They're cousins. And they love to come in here. And when Cannon went down the area where we've got all the Tonka toys and the trucks and the old dump trucks and stuff like that, I mean, he just went berserk, you know. It was like he couldn't contain himself, you know. So,
yeah.
Look at this, look at that, you know. And my wife took him through there, and it was, Grandma, look at this. And it was just, he was just overwhelmed almost. And actually, there is so much stuff in here that even adults are kind of overwhelmed.
Now, when you said you don't have everything, you have over 1 million toys. How the heck could you not have everything? What do you not have that you know
well,
you don't have?
Well, the one thing that we don't have that we get asked about most frequently is Stretch Armstrong. And I just remind them, hey, you guys kept tearing them up. That's why we don't have You can get them. I mean, you know, they're very, very expensive.
But have you put the word out? We need a Stretch Armstrong?
Well, we do. We suggest that to people, but nobody's come forward with one yet. But, nearly every day somebody reminds us of something we don't have. Now, often it's because we do have it, they just didn't see it. Because we are so spatially challenged here.
I guess.
It's wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling, on the ceiling, so they could easily have missed it. And so in some cases, we can take them back and say, well, here, we do actually have one of those.
What's...
And here it is. But we don't have everything, and there's no way to do that, really.
Dan, what were you going to ask?
What's the most expensive toy you have in there?
Not what it's you mean in terms of what it's valued today?
Yeah, what it's worth today.
Well, okay, now this may sound like a little bit of a sideways out, but we have a Rolls Royce in here that used to belong to the British Embassy, and that was the Queen's car.
And an actual car?
Yeah, it's the real car. It's a full-size car. And so that's the most expensive toy in here. We got some big boy toys.
We got some
full-size Cushman motor scooters. We've got a 1927 Cadillac in here. So those are the big boy toys. We've got bicycles and motorbikes, whizzers, and all kinds of neat stuff like that.
Now, you have a gift shop. I talked to you earlier, and you said you had a gift shop. What does that consist of? What do you have in the gift shop?
Well, many of the things in the gift shop are reproductions of the old-style toys.
Neat.
You mentioned Slinky. We've got metal Slinkies. We also have plastic ones, but we have the old metal Slinkies in the gift shop.
Because heaven forbid a kid now has a metal Slinky.
Yeah.
Because of all the kids that died from Slinkies. Oh, wait.
Don't get
I don't
me
think
started, man. We have pickup sticks, all right?
Yeah.
Real for real pickup sticks. And then right beside them, we have what I... what I call the politically correct pickup stick.
Yeah.
They're made out of plastic. They got balls on the end of them.
So oh, my really goodness. Stuff, you know, I don't think there's ever been a kid that got killed from pickup sticks.
Yeah, well, anyway. So, yeah. But, yeah, we've got
anyway
a lot of fun toys.
Well, Ron, you're open what, Monday, 7 days, 6 days a week? What are you open?
6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, and our hours are 9 in the morning till 8 in the evening.
And give me the website.
Is www.
We don't need that part.
Right. World's Largest Toy Museum. .com, and there's no apostrophe in that.
Oh, okay. Worlds with no apostrophe, largest toymuseum.com.
All one word.
What a great, easy thing to remember.
And then we've got a Facebook page, too, that's World's Largest Toy Museum, separate words with the apostrophe. And there are a lot of video clips there. In fact, I did a little album, photo album of rubber duck stuff. You mentioned that earlier. There's one of those, you know, picture collections on our Facebook page.
Well, it's a good thing that Dan Strauss, when he was there, didn't know about your place because he'd probably stolen something.
Yeah.
He's notorious for making counterfeit tickets to get into concerts and armbands and stuff. He'd have probably found a way to sneak a couple of toys out. So you're
we do have surveillance cameras.
So, that's good.
Once in a while, we get a kid in here, a boy, and I'm describing the different sections, and then when I get to the doll section, he kind of rolls his eyes, you know. And so I say, "Then look, okay, if Mom's going to wade with you through the trucks and the cars and the army toys, you need to go with her through the dolls." Oh, all right. But you need to be aware that we do have video surveillance here. So if I find any smooch marks on my Barbie case, I'm going to know where they came from.
Oh, boy.
Smooch marks.
Before you get away, I have to tell you, because I know a lot of people are thinking this same thing. You sound like you could be the twin brother of a guy that we have on the air who does commercials for a Byerly mobile, Byerly trailer.
Oh, my goodness.
Russ Patton. Yeah. You sound just like this guy. Say this for me. Say, it's time for this old geezer to see that geyser. Say that.
It's time for this old geezer to see that geyser.
That's him. That's it. That's it. Same voice. Ron, listen, thank you very much, and you probably owe us a big check or something, because we'll send a lot of people your way, and you tell those marketing people the world needs to know that the largest toy museum in the world is in Branson, Missouri, and most people don't know that. They need to fix that. We can help them with that, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, Ron, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As promised, Ron Howard.
That's right.
I know a lot of people thought, oh, yeah, yeah, sure, he's going to have Ron Howard. Well, there he was.
Yep.
Ron Howard. How can that be? That we didn't know this.
I've never heard
anybody else mention it.
I don't know how you can miss the building. The building's a big circus top building with two giant toy soldiers right at the front door. And
Dan missed it. He was there.
Yeah, he missed it completely.
I tell you what, take a break. We come back and maybe even the next hour before Joe Hipperson. I will run down for you, because as we get closer to Christmas, I don't have a lot that I remember about being a kid. I wish I remembered more. But I do remember a couple of toys that I wanted and couldn't have because we didn't have the money. And then I remember the ones I could. And, yeah, I had a Mr. Potato Head and had more fun than you can imagine with that thing. But I'll read you the list of the original inductees. What's interesting is the National Toy Hall of Fame, which is in Rochester, New York, only opened, I think, in 1999. And they inducted initially about a dozen toys that immediately had to go in. I'll give you an example, like Etch-a-Sketch. Okay, boom, that's a natural. And Barbie. So I'll give you that original list, and then we'll run through all the other toys, up, including the one that was just inducted. And there was only one put in. There were several nominees, but only one this year, and that was the rubber duck. It seems simple, but there were probably millions of rubber ducks sold just to float in bathtubs or whatever. So thanks again to Ron Howard. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Oh, the one thing I meant to ask him, I think this museum is privately owned, because when I talked to him earlier, he mentioned the owner wasn't there. I said, we don't need the owner. You'll do. So I think this is a private collection that this guy has. What do you think that'd be worth if he ever decides to sell it? Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, our financial advisors. Their website is one we mention every day. I'm going to mention it again before this is over, because I want you to know how to get a hold of them when the time comes that you finally realize one day you're going to be old, and maybe you're already getting close, and that's the day when it starts. There'll be a time when it starts to become too late to have a plan, you know, to put money aside for yourself before anything else. You first. You know, usually in life they say, oh, don't put yourself first, don't be selfish. This is a case where you should put yourself first above everything else. You pay yourself and you start to build this nest egg, as some people call it, this savings, whatever, retirement fund, whatever you want to call it. Now, if you're at the point where you have $25,000 or more, you have now reached the point where you can call Mark Reed and Jason Becker. And there's a simple reason for that. If they sat down with everybody that had $100, they go out of business. They couldn't survive. So you have to have the mark. You have to have a starting point. And theirs is really relatively low for what they do, and as well as they do it at their level of expertise, $25,000. So if you have that or more, go to this website that I'm about to give you and set up an appointment. And it'll be easy. There's no pressure. You'll meet with them. They're going to ask you a bunch of questions because they need to know what it is you expect out of what you have, what you make, what you potentially could have. And that's how it starts. And if you don't like what they have to say, say thanks for your time and walk away. And if you do, then you go from there. MarkandJason.com.
Check on traffic now and see how things look with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, we have a new accident. It's on southbound 255 in Illinois near Dupo, the Dupo exit, and does have lane blockage. Westbound 40, it is running slow now. Hampton through McCausland, you're a little heavy again from about Spady and pockets out through Mason. So as you approach the Boone Bridge on eastbound 270, that's running heavy now, approaching Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal Credit Union is open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Become a member of the world's largest credit union. Visit any of their branches or at NavyFederal.org. To join today, federally insured by the NCUA. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
He was one of the stars in the film Avatar, now in St. Louis performing Beyond Glory. Stephen Lang will be on the program. Also, Don Lemon, our weekly visit with the CNN anchor, talking national and really this week, some of the big international headlines in the Philippines. Randy Naughton alongside, and the food this week, the drive-thru from Edgewild.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the traditionally charming yet progressive community known as Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of this neighborhood, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Did you know that assisted living has improved the lives of many families in our area? Provision Living takes an individual approach to every one of their residents, working with them and their families to find the right level of assistance. With a simple month-to-month rental, you can live at Provision Living without the need for an expensive buy-in. Call them at 314-918-7300 or visit WebsterGrovesAssistedLiving.com for more information. Provision Living is located at 45 East Lockwood, across from Webster Grove City Hall.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They're just steps away from your car in Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagine in Webster Groves. For full details, go to WebsterGroves.org.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Without trees, hammocks would just be blankets on the ground. Like hammocks and naps, being around trees lowers your blood pressure. Trees work. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
At Kohl's, two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday, you'll find 50% savings on great gift ideas throughout the store. Plus, get $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things.
Unmistakable intros. You know immediately who this is.
Somebody called during the break and wanted to know if you ever had a Fort Apache playset.
No, I never did. You know what I do? And I don't know why when you said that it made me think of this, but I don't know what it was called, but I had a, it was like a little gas station.
Oh.
And it had a little service bay and a little car. You pull up to the pump. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. And you could put the car in there, and
yeah,
then you could crank it, and it would raise up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it was yeah, like a miniature Texaco station or yeah, something. I mean, if you start to really try to dredge up all the toys as a kid you had or saw, it's kind of a fun thing to do. I will. We have enough time here. I'll give you the original inductees into the Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. Here they are in alphabetical order. Barbie, Crayola Crayons, the Erector Set, Etch-a-Sketch, Frisbee, the Hula Hoop, Legos, Lincoln Logs, Marbles, Monopoly, Play-Doh, Radio Flyer Wagon, had one of those, yeah, Roller Skates. And I'm not talking about as we know them. I'm talking about those metal clamp onto the sole of your shoe with a key.
Those are cool.
Teddy Bear, the Teddy Bear. Tinker Toys. Wow, I forgot about Tinker Toys. Yeah. Viewmaster. What an incredible thing. You remember the first time you ever looked through a Viewmaster?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You got almost dizzy thinking yeah, you're going to fall off a cliff or something? Wow, what a fantastic thing.
Viewmaster.
Henry Fonda. And the Duncan Yo-Yo, those are the original. And what's interesting, and wait till we get to the entire list of 54, is as you hear them, you go, yeah, forgot about that. Yeah, and on and on and on. Because if somebody just said, name 10 toys from when you were a kid, boy, you'd struggle. Mr. Potato Head. By the way,
there was a segment on CBS Sunday Morning about Mattel. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that.
Oh, my goodness.
It was great.
All the products that I didn't even know were Mattel. It's Hot Wheels.
They own a bunch of stuff. Now here's this year there were 10 other finalists, and the Rubber Duck beat them out for induction this year. It beat out Clue, Little People by Fisher-Price. I don't know what that is. Little Green Army Men.
Oh, Little People. Yeah, they were the little what? Plastic people that came in different play sets and farms and everything. Yeah.
You know what I'll say? I'll give you the other... I'll give you all the list of 10 of that the Rubber Duck beat out. It's pretty interesting, and one of them has to eventually make it. It has to. Magic 8 Ball. Got to put the Magic 8 Ball in. Stick with us. 4 o'clock. Big 550. KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.